With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Thousands of California parents have rallied outside the state capitol building in Sacramento, opposing Assembly Bill 495, legislation that would allow anyone to download an online form and then remove children from public schools or daycare centers. The outpouring of citizen action organized by Pastor Jack Hibbs of the Calvary Chapel Chino Hills Church. During the rally, he spoke with Sacramento radio station AM 1380 The Answer.
You can go back to school that evening to pick up your kid. They won't be there. Be there. And listen to this. The school has no obligation whatsoever to tell you, the parent, who took your kid. Where are they? Who was it? They don't have to tell. This has got to stop. This state is out of control. And these wonderful people here by the thousands are holding Newsom accountable to what he does with this bill. We're asking him to veto the bill.
That controversial legislation, AB 495, has now been referred back to committee for further study. President Trump calling on a Federal Reserve governor to step down.
The director of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has urged the Justice Department to investigate Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The administration accuses her of committing mortgage fraud. Writing online, President Trump said Cook must resign now. The allegation is the administration's latest attack on the Fed, which has yet to cut its key interest rate, as the president has demanded. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Texas House of Representatives approving a new map that creates up to five new winnable congressional seats for the GOP. Map passed Wednesday following a push by President Trump for the Republican-controlled states to redraw their legislative maps. This is SRN News. A new warning concerning assisted suicide.
It comes in the form of a chilling article in The Atlantic by Elena Calabro entitled, Canada is Killing Itself. The lengthy expose of the Canadian euthanasia system points out that since its legalization in 2016, the government has expanded it to include more and more groups of people, including those who are not terminally ill. And the numbers are increasing so fast the medical system is having a hard time keeping up with demand. Minors may soon be included. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio man has pled guilty to attacking a pair of Ohio State students outside a bar in Columbus simply because they are Jewish. The Justice Department issuing a statement saying the man admitted in court he assaulted the victims. The defendant could be sentenced to up to 10 years in prison. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the United States. This is SRN News. United and Delta Airlines facing a class action suit over window seats. Here's Bill Alexander.
A lawsuit for allegedly selling window seats without windows. Attorneys in New York and California are representing passengers who say they were sold seats described as windows only, but in reality they find a blank wall, a practice they say United and Delta have kept for years. According to the lawsuits, the airlines charge the passengers extra to sit in the seats, despite knowing that they won't be able to enjoy a window view. Attorneys accuse the airlines of intentional misconduct and are seeking the value of the money or benefits that the passengers paid to United and Delta for upgrading to a window seat. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Now, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says it will dramatically begin to reduce its workforce and cut its budget by more than $700 million annually. More details at srnnews.com.